Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord online, or the Discord lines on our Discord server. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and join any one of those on-air call-in line rooms, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, and you'll sound great. It's Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
On the way here tonight, we got some free speech-related issues, specifically with police and judges. The first one from the Independent, so actually the UK, reporting on New York in the United States, where, not statewide, but in Monroe County, which I believe has Rochester in it. It's kind of the northwestern, upstate portion of New York. Monroe County's legislature, apparently that's what they call their county politicians or whatever. According to this proposal that has been approved in a 17-10 vote as of this last week, anyone who annoys, alarms, or threatens the personal safety of an officer could face up to a year in jail and up to $5,000 fine. The measure, again voted in 17-10, will apply also to first responders. So, Mark, you're a volunteer fireman. This would, if you were in New York in Monroe County, and presumably this would, you know, apply to you if you were a first responder on the scene somewhere. You
Thank could, God, I'm
you'd
annoyed
be arrested
all the time.
So quick.
Me? Yeah. I would?
I'm always annoyed. So,
the county executive will now hold a public hearing and decide whether to pass it into law. Of course, civil rights groups have warned the bill could have a chilling effect on interactions between the police and the public.
That might be a good thing.
ACLU, what, chilling interactions?
Well, scaring people into contacting the police for anything, right? Like, I wouldn't want to contact the police myself, but other people go like, oh, what do we need? Well, we need a cop on the scene, and then they call the cop, and the cop comes and shoots their family member, right? So if they're scared to
That'll
call the cop.
That'll chill things out.
So, but if they're scared to call the cop because of some, you know, petty annoyance law.
Well, I mean, you're looking on the bright side here, and I appreciate
correct.
That, but I think what they're saying is it's going to chill the ability to actually tell the police what you really think. And, you know, maybe you didn't call them.
Yeah.
Right, maybe they're just on the streets doing something awful. They're harassing an innocent person or whatever it is that they're doing, and you want to give them a piece of your mind? Well, not in Monroe County.
Or you show up with your cop block camera?
Cop block, yeah, exactly. Or cop watch, yeah, exactly. So they're not going to like that, and they're going to arrest you for it. Iman Abid, who is a spokesperson for the ACLU in New York, said, quote, members of the community have every right to challenge police officers, particularly those that engage in unnecessary behavior. He said further, at a time when more accountability of police departments is needed, this law takes us incredibly backward. And they're correct. And I expect the ACLU will file suit if this law does get passed in Monroe County. A news release about the legislation mentioned people throwing water over uniformed New York Police Department officers. Dolores Jones Brown, professor at a college.
Uniformed New York Police Department officers. So
yeah.
Is this, you know, they're passing a law to prevent something that happened that
in New York City, yeah,
you know, from happening in Rochester. Yeah, I'm sorry. This doesn't even smack of constitutionality.
No,
I mean there's no leg for this to stand on. You cannot pass a law that says you may not annoy our
they
government.
They can pass a law.
They can until somebody, and then somebody
then
has to
be challenged.
Has to fight it
that's
and
the
spend
problem,
money
that's
to
a
money
huge
and
problem.
Money and time to fight it, and
right.
That's the biggest problem with.
And there's no penalty
system,
to the politicians for
right.
doing it.
They're not held responsible for their actions.
Right.
Whoever passes this law should be held responsible for the court costs to
at minimum
to undo it. Well, if they know full well that those court costs will be somewhat inflated, so there'll be a punitive aspect to it.
Maybe. I mean, if it doesn't go that far in the courts, I mean, if it's quickly thrown out, then the costs won't be that high. Not only should they be held responsible for any of those costs, they should also be ejected from office. you know, you screw this up, you botch up constitutionally, you don't belong in there.
Well,
it's not their job to adjudicate the Constitution.
But they swore an oath.
Okay.
Once 3 out of the 5 city commissioners have to pay a fine of, call it $100,000.
They'll be more cautious.
Suddenly, you'll see some level, because people who don't have responsibility for their actions, hold on, wait a second here, this is crazy, act like they have no responsibility for their actions.
But who's going to pass the law where they have to pay this fine?
Right.
Are they going to?
They're not going to do that.
Are they going to introduce the law upon themselves? If we do something unconstitutional, we will pay this fine of $100,000.
I'm sorry, that's the sort of thing that gets handled in a revolution. I mean, you know, what I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, so there's not really much else to the story here. I mean, I can't imagine too many people would support this, although there is a fairly large contingent of folks in the United States who are cop worshippers. They drive around with a Thin Blue Line logo on the back of their cars. They're badge bunnies.
Half of those people just don't want to get a ticket.
You think that's what it is? You think most of that? Because the cops have figured out that one. You know, like, it's not going to actually help you.
I don't know whether it's going to help or not.
So I know in Hawaii that you could get, like, a bumper sticker if you made a donation to the Police Officer Association.
Yep, right.
That's the old version of this, yeah.
Right. But that one, you had to donate money, and then you got the little sticker.
Sure.
It wasn't just like a Thin Blue Line that you can just buy anywhere.
But the Police Association, what do you think they get out of that? Because you know that's basically just telemarketers. I mean, got to be 60.
The marketers
60,
are getting most
gotta
of it,
got to be two-thirds of it eaten up in telemarketing costs.
They're not even using real people to call now. I had a call come in on the landline here.
Heck.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm here with the Police Benevolent League or whatever the organization was, and we support our police officers, and we want to count on you for your... And I'm trying to talk to this person like, oh, you're not a real person, are you? And it just keeps going with whatever the spiel was.
Could have just been a script.
No, he didn't respond
okay.
to any of my inquiries.
Right, so what they're doing is they're pre-qualifying you. And it makes sense if you only have a certain amount of people sitting in the boiler room mm-hmm. and making phone calls, and it costs a certain amount of money to call everybody in America with human beings. With robots, on the other hand, this number just falls right off. All you're paying for at that point is phone lines. You know, how big of a tube are you, buying to shove your BS out through? And if somebody, ring, if they get a tenth of the amount of people that respond, but they're able to call 20 times as many people, there you got your numbers. You've doubled your output.
I answered a robocall that thought I was a voicemail. Because I said, hello, because I'm at work, right? So I answered, hello, this is whatever. And then there was a pause, and then I went, oh, sorry, we missed you, and then proceeded to give the callback number. I'm like, man, they're not even expecting people to answer the phone at this point. They just there's a pause and then a message being left to call back.
Wow. So if you want to join us here, you can. Also, in other free speech-related news, I just saw this one tonight from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. A man has written a letter to a judge and called him incompetent and unfit to serve, also added in some expletives, and it got Derek Jenkins, age 39, thrown in the Palm Beach County Jail for 30 days.
This is the definition of contempt of court, right? The judge calls himself the court, mm-hmm. and this guy clearly has contempt for him.
30 days is part of a 6-month probation sentence. According to the story, Jenkins found out the hard way you can't publicly curse the judge and get away with it. But now he's appealing his contempt of court conviction in a case that raises the question, don't you have a First Amendment right to criticize someone wearing a black robe? And I think that you absolutely should have that right.
You have to do it politely, though.
Well, I think you should be able to say whatever you want. Unfortunately, inside the courtroom, the man with the robe has total control. It basically is his court or her court, and they've got men with guns who will do their bidding. They'll do whatever it is they're told to do, even if it's something illegal. So a friend of ours, Adamo Freeman from Cop Block, was arrested for questioning a judge in a stairwell here in Keene. The video footage from that's in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch at victimlesscrimespree.com. The arrest, the charges, they were dropped. But he spent a few days in jail while he waited for the charges to be dropped. So it was completely fallacious. And He didn't get any kind of compensation for the loss of 3 days of his life.
Did he try to, though? Did he sue for it?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't even know you could appeal contempt of court. This guy's apparently trying to appeal his contempt charge. I didn't even know that was a possibility with contempt. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can look further at it coming up here in your calls and thoughts. Welcome on What You Want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-4255. 3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about a man who has been jailed on contempt of court for a 30-day sentence simply because he wrote a letter to the judge in his case, and that letter included some things the judge didn't like. The Sun Sentinel's credit, they've actually included most of the letter here. It's a 3-page-long document.
Was it hand-delivered? Like, was he in court and said, like, I've got this letter for you, Judge?
He filed it, yeah. So it's filed in the court case. So he didn't actually send it to the judge's house or something like that. Although, I've actually done that in the past. A long time ago, when I first moved here, I sent a letter to Judge Burke's house. And I forget what it was about, but it was basically saying, oh, yeah, I remember. Basically, I said to him, hey, look, you know, we've got more liberty people moving here. So, you know, you've got the opportunity to do the right thing and, you know, stand up for freedom, or, you know, you can stand against it and we're going to make you look bad.
Arrest that man.
Basically. But he, to his credit, actually didn't have me arrested over that, because I think it was outside of a court trial, meaning that I wasn't on trial at the time, so it wasn't like whatever. There's like some legal term for trying to contact a witness or a judge outside of the court process, and because I wasn't actually on trial at the time, it's not illegal to send a letter to a judge's house.
Interesting.
Unless you're actually under trial by that judge at the time. It's my understanding. I'm not an attorney. Okay, just
so. Just out of curiosity, how many days in jail total did you spend because of Judge Burke, though?
Because of Burke, let's see. In that instance, or total over my entire lifetime?
Yours and his.
Was it Burke? No, it wasn't Burke. So probably four.
Okay.
Three or four?
Yeah, he got his get back. Everything's fine.
I think this was after I had gone to jail. But I don't know. This was more than 10 years ago. So anyway, in this letter, they actually, for whatever reason, they've censored the profanity in the letter. So we can't actually read that part should we have wanted to. But, you know, what's really offensive about this letter is the fact that the man doesn't capitalize anything.
So he's like, got poor grammar?
Yeah, the grammar's not so great. He's using periods at the ends of sentences, but at no point does he actually use a capital letter, not even when using names of other people. He puts
his handwritten?
No.
Well, maybe it's just broken. Maybe his caps button.
No, because at one point he does put the name of a court case in all capital letters.
Okay.
So, but that's the only thing that's in there.
Maybe he's one of these sovereign citizens.
I think he is, actually. If you look at I haven't read the whole thing yet, but if you look into it, he does make certain sovereign kind of sounding claims. He says that he's been trespassed upon by the judge. His claims remain unanswered and unchallenged. He's demanding compensation from the judge. There's a lot in here that kind of suggests that he's one of these courtroom theorists, basically.
The caps lock thing, I'll just chime in real quick, could be because we as a society are now spoiled on auto caps on our mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to sit at a computer and type, it's an extra keystroke. To have to hit shift. And then,
I don't know. I think Mark's onto something here, that I think that he's specifically capitalizing the name of a court case because, you know, he probably believes that the capital letters conspiracy theory.
But that's
idea
only
that,
the legal fictions for names, like proper names. You're saying he's not even capitalizing first letters of sentences.
Or names at all.
Right.
Like
Rich,
nothing.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Am I an old cranky codger simply because of this? I hate when people send me these long messages that require a great deal of writing on my phone. So if I get some kind of message and it's not a yes, no, you know, like a 3 or 4 words, I'm annoyed. I don't want to have to type. I can't type out on these flat, you know, screens well, and don't want to spend time doing it. And the swiping method, it always comes up with the wrong word, mm-hmm. and my phone can simply not remember how to do the word tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to type that one out every time. But some people tell me they've typed these long messages with their thumbs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just outraged that they would expect that from me.
I think you are an old cranky codger. Insofar as that's just how it is now. right? Like the culture has moved forward with mobile devices,
yeah,
and that method of speaking with, you know, acronyms and autocorrects and all that. And some people won't even fix the autocorrect, right? Like, well, you know what, when you're reading it,
yeah,
you know what the word is supposed to be,
right?
Just read it accordingly. And then it puts the onus on you because they don't want to go back and correct it. But I think that's how kids are doing it nowadays, and you either get with it or get left behind.
I'm not going to type a big old long response on a phone. I mean, it, even on a keyboard, if it's, I'd rather just talk to you on the phone. If you've got some sort of long conversation to have with me or whatever, I'd rather save the time and make a phone call.
Well, but even that, wanting to do it on a keyboard, I think is ancient at this point,
mm-hmm,
because most communications with younger people nowadays happens on the phone,
yeah,
right? Like it's more comfortable just to type it here, and because the electronic keyboard on the phone has more features than a standard keyboard, like the spacing, the auto-correcting, the spell checking, the auto-caps.
It's still way slower.
For you, because you're more comfortable with the keyboard.
I believe I can outperform the top, you know, somebody in the top 5% of phone typers on my keyboard.
Absolutely.
I know Ian can.
I'd put money on that.
Ian'll smoke them all day.
Right. But for them, they're faster on this, on a phone.
They're faster than
on a keyboard.
Really?
I would throw that out there at this point in time because I think that's
because that's all they've done.
That's all they've done.
You may be right about that.
And to the point where I bought, like, for like a Raspberry Pi, I bought the little mini keyboard.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have a big old keyboard in front of it. I just want a little thing like this that's next to the device that I just pick up and type something really quick. You enter the command in, just right there, hold it in your hands like a controller or like a phone or like a tablet, rather than having this, you know, big old keyboard in front of
it. There's just no way that two thumbs could be faster than all of your fingers on a keyboard. But, like, you can do so much more typing that way. I just don't believe for a moment that if...
But your keyboard doesn't have predictive text. Right, so I type in two words and slide up, and all of a sudden I got a whole sentence, and you're still, you know, typing away.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, somebody's probably done this. This has probably already happened.
Yeah,
there's probably already been a competition between folks like this.
But it has to be what you're used to versus what you're not used to.
You know, the Dvorak guys are out there. I could get them.
I bet they could.
Oh,
for those of you that don't know, there's the much more common Q-wordy keyboard.
Yeah.
And the Dvorak is a...
Wait, are you showing him a Dvorak keyboard?
I use a Dvorak keyboard on my phone.
Something wrong with you.
That's amazing.
So the Dvorak keyboard is a good idea.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with, these are the keys we use or whatever.
It's a more intelligent organization.
Right. So Qwerty was designed because you can type the word typewriter across the top line. So it's for salesmen selling typewriters.
Is that why it was designed?
I thought it was designed because it slowed down people on typewriters.
That's right. That's what I'd heard. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about offended judges and contempt of court for saying something they don't like. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 8 more witnesses are now scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. Intelligence Committee member Chris Stewart says fellow Republicans want to hear from several people that are not on the witness list.
If you want us to release documents, not only should we hear from the whistleblower, we should hear from Mr. Biden. We should try to understand what happened there and how tied was that to some of the concerns we have regarding corruption.
Stewart on ABC's This Week. Connecticut's Chris Murphy, the Democratic leader on Ukrainian policy in the Senate, said that it appears the president violated his oath of office.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well.
Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about saying things bureaucrats don't like. It's crystal clear in the case of the new law that is possibly going to go into effect, at least for some amount of time, until hopefully it's challenged and thrown out in Monroe County, New York, that will make it illegal to say things that annoy police officers or other first responders.
Was it specific to saying things? I thought it just said annoy, harass.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't just about verbal things. Who knows? Yeah. It's a good question. So to do things, perhaps, that might annoy, to look in a look away that might annoy a police officer.
Give them the finger as you're walking by.
That definitely annoys them, and they've been arrested. They've been arresting people for years for that and having those cases thrown out and the police
and now they
lose.
Can't.
Well, again, this is likely going to be overturned. The police don't have the same level of protection that judges do, as a man in Florida discovered. Derek Jenkins, age 39, has been thrown in jail for 30 days as part of a 6-month probation sentence for cursing the judge in a legal filing that he made in a case. We'll tell you a little bit more about it. Also, want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you are interested in accepting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your retail business, or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers' houses, you want to accept crypto on your device that you have on you there. You can do that easily by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over at AnyPay can easily get you on board with accepting Bitcoin Dash or Bitcoin Cash, and it only takes moments to get started. You don't have to fill out ridiculous paperwork. There's no application fee. There's no application at all. You just create a username and password, put in your cryptocurrency addresses that you want the crypto to go to, that you're receiving from your customers, and load the app up. I mean, it's that easy. In fact, you don't even have to do it in that order anymore. Now you can just go load the app, put the addresses into the app, and create your account from inside the app. It's super easy. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you can get started accepting cryptocurrency. It doesn't cost you anything either to accept these cryptocurrencies, so it's pretty awesome, and there's really no reason not to get started, unless you like being, you know, living in the past and not being on the cutting edge of technology for your customers. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com as we continue here. More with the Sun Sentinel story about a man who is apparently trying to appeal this contempt of court conviction, raising the question, don't you have a First Amendment right to criticize someone wearing a black robe? Experts, legal experts say you do, but only outside of court. Still, Jenkins' lawyers argue that he was, quote, engaged in political speech, unquote, and didn't deserve any punishment for insulting Circuit Judge Howard K. Coates, Jr. And again, I would agree with them because it was a written motion. It was a written filing in the case. It's not like the judge was...
The guy didn't just stand on the defendant's chair and scream obscenities at the judge.
Right.
He filed a motion. And if the guy didn't want to read it all the way through, he could have crumpled it up and thrown away. Once you see the first F-bomb in the motion is no longer valid.
What was does it say what the motion was initially for?
Well, I said, the motion here is actually it's a notice. It's not even a motion.
Okay.
But the paperwork, the notice here is just his opinion, basically the man who filed it, his opinion about the judge. Essentially, I mean, if you would
There was no purpose to the letter aside from the criticism of the judge, basically.
Without having read the entire thing, yeah, I'm going to say that's pretty much it. Yeah. Howard Coates, Jr., you are a blank hypocrite and unfit to serve as judge. This is from page 3. For the circuit, appellate, and or supreme, this record will follow you, and I hope everyone viewing this public document make careful decisions when selecting or electing you. I'm not saying I'm more important than any than others, but I can't believe a military vet like yourself, blank, over a decorated United States war vet like me. So apparently this guy was, both men were... in the military at some point.
So he did this just to get it on the public record.
That's correct.
Because if you do it, you know, if you shout it from the rooftops and nobody's listening, then no one else can look back on this letter. But having introduced as part of the court hearing means that it's always on public record for people to view and see what this judge may be
like. Right. And actually, very few people would ever have viewed this letter had the judge not put the man in jail.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the Streisand effect going on here. But we can see here also the societal deference towards veterans that is expected and demanded out there. This guy's, you know, claiming, he doesn't claim that, hey, you know, I'm an American citizen or I'm a human being. I have the right to this or that or the other thing. He claims, I'm a vet. You're a vet. There ought to be a certain level of quid pro quo going on here. And I don't think this is the only guy that feels this way.
Definitely not. But the judge is a vet with a black robe, and that makes him more important, according to the system. Jenkins, who's, again, 39, says he didn't do anything wrong with his scathing correspondence. He testified this year saying, quote, I believe when I wrote my documents, I was using free speech, and I had no intent to cause anyone any harm, unquote. Jenkins had slammed the judge in response to the judge's decision to dismiss his $500 million civil lawsuit against the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. The suit claimed his friend's time was wasted over a seatbelt citation. In his letter, so again, that's another example. He's one of the sovereign guys because you know, he's trying to bill the state for this ridiculous rate of whatever $50,000 a minute or something like that.
So I've done that on a small scale with no intention of actually following through. So
you mean you knew you would never collect the money? Yeah,
but they kept leaving.
Don't worry, we knew too.
Right, but they kept giving me parking tickets on my moped, and so I put together an invoice. I said for the collection and return of trash left on my property, right. You know, $600 or whatever. You know, I put a PO number on there and everything and my return address. And
they never wrote you back.
They never, of course not.
No.
But I didn't do it expecting to get paid.
Yeah.
I did it as, you know, as a form of protest, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't disagree that it's, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with filing these sort of cases or fee schedules or whatever. It's kind of a funny thing to do. But yeah, anybody who thinks they're actually going to get something out of it is
$500 million.
Beyond whatever catharsis, you know, you feel having done it.
Oh, it feels good doing it, by the way.
In the letter, Jenkins complained the judge issued his ruling without a, quote, fair and impartial review, unquote, among other perceived slights. He wrote further, quote, I hope everyone viewing this document makes, I already read that. He says, I will hold you personally liable as a man, and you're not immune to Jack S.
Well, okay, so that could be taken as threatening.
As a threat?
I'll hold you personally liable. Like, how do you collect on that? How do you hold him personally liable?
Coates then took action. He charged Jenkins with criminal contempt for, quote, statements and representations calculated to lessen the authority and dignity of the court, unquote. This ultimately led to an April trial.
I like that we presume that the court has any dignity at all.
The judge does.
Before a different judge who was randomly assigned to hear the case, it features an unusual scene where Jenkins served as his own attorney and briefly got to question the judge.
I do love that stuff.
That is fun. Jenkins asked the judge if he caused him any, quote, harm, loss, or injury with the letter, and the judge claimed that it did. Coates told Jenkins, quote, you have impugned my reputation in the community by calling me, and I'm not going to repeat it, but an effing hypocrite and unfit to serve as a judge. You have accused me of being incompetent. That causes personal harm. But the harm goes beyond me. It goes to the judicial system as well.
The judicial system's done plenty to harm itself. I mean, you know, I can't remember what the numbers are off the top of my head, but, you know, the legislative branch is liked somewhere slightly below, like, roaches and slightly above radioactivity. And, the executive branch is, so I think it's like 6% for the legislative, and like 11% for the executive, and I think judicial comes in somewhere about 25% of the population says they like and respect the judicial branch. You're not
talking... That 25%'s never been to court.
Right, that's 75% of the population thinks y'all are a-holes.
Yeah, it's always fun to look on, you know how Google has ratings for businesses?
Yeah.
Type in your nearby courthouse and see if it has more than one star. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jenkins shot back that the judge should, quote, have thick skin, unquote. And I agree.
That is true.
And that's what they require the parking enforcers to have here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm sure in other places. They tried to sue folks who filled meters, saving people from parking tickets, saying they were being harassed, and that suit got, well, they lost. More coming up here. Free talk.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step As a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. Cursing out a judge. It ought to be legal. Now, I can understand why someone would argue that in a courtroom, you shouldn't be able to just shout and scream for as long as you want to, right? They've got to finish the trial at some point. They've got to get through this thing, you know, in the same way that you can't go to a public college and shout and scream outside of a class for an hour because you're going to disrupt what's going on inside. There's some understandable restrictions that could exist in some of these places. But one man in Florida, a 39-year-old gentleman named Derek Jenkins, has filed a court filing. He filed a document in a case which had some profanity in it. It had some criticism of the judge in the case in it. And he was sentenced to 30 days in jail for this.
And wouldn't have seen the light of day if the judge wasn't vindictive in this case. Because he could have ignored it, like you said.
He could have
just
ignored
the filing,
it.
Didn't have to go to press. Didn't have to make anything of it. Just.
But he says it harmed his reputation.
Poor guy.
The judge claimed, because the judge actually ended up on the witness stand in this case. And claimed further that he was accused of being incompetent that caused him personal harm. The poor baby. It can't handle a little bit of criticism.
So, real quick for clarification then. The judge is on the stand because of the suit the guy claimed against being found guilty of contempt, though, right?
So the judge just
filed the letter and didn't do anything. There'd been no contempt charge, and therefore no countersuit.
Judge not taken action and brought criminal contempt against the man, then there would have been no
appeal, and he wouldn't have to take.
Which again is news to me that you can appeal criminal contempt. So I'm glad to hear that.
Wheels are turning everywhere.
It's good to know because this is. I always thought that contempt was just a sort of untouchable power of judges that they have in the sort of the Western court system. There's not a contempt statute. You can't go and look up contempt in the state statutes where you live and find out anything about it. It's not like it's not a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. It's not a violation. It's just contempt. And the judge can, there's a few rules that apply to it. One of them, and again, all states may be different on this, but at least here in New Hampshire, you have to have a right of allocution, which is where you get to explain why you were doing what you were doing that caused the contempt to happen. And
apologize for it.
And you can, you know, beg for mercy in that particular case.
That part should go in front of another judge.
Because, I would agree.
Because the original judge cannot be impartial.
It doesn't work that way here, at least.
Okay.
But maybe it does in Florida, because it did go, the case, his appeal did go in front of another judge. So we can talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And also, I want to make sure that you know about balance of nature, because, you know, good nutrition is important when it comes to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time is certainly a challenge, and travel and work schedules can get in our way these days. Plus, you may just not have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you with that. Just 3 of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules totals up about 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So if you would like to take advantage of that offer, just go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL.
They're useful for when your wife's out of town, too.
There you go.
I had people worried about my health over the weekend because my wife's out of town. Did you eat? Yes.
I can cook pretty well.
I can cook for myself.
All right.
And she left leftovers.
So more about this case here, because the man who was charged with contempt, as he pointed out, the judge should have thicker skin rather than claiming that this court filing that ultimately would have been seen by no one else.
Yeah.
With the exception of the judge. I mean, the odds that anyone else is going to come in and pull this one case to read through the court filings is so slim. No one cares, for the most part, about other people's court cases.
That's true for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
I got to go to court relatively recently, and I found other people's cases to be very interesting. Not interesting enough to go to court, but I got to sit there and listen to people complain about their landlords and absolutely ridiculous cases. Like, seriously? You think that somehow illegal? You know?
But did you want to go and pull the case file so you could read all the filings
of
the case?
No, I wouldn't.
Unless you're in law school looking at something specific. No. It's not that interesting.
No. But I thought it was kind of interesting, the whole situation where people, they've got disagreements. And, you know, who's right, who's wrong, who's going to win?
Mark's first visit to court in 30 years, apparently.
Nah, I've been to court before.
Aaron H. Kaplan, a First Amendment expert, this story again from the Sun Sentinel down in South Florida. Kaplan's professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles said Coates appeared to give the nasty letter more consideration than it deserved. Again, Coates, the judge here. Kaplan said, quote, "The smart move would have been to ignore this guy because he's not saying anything particularly important. However, it does sound like it was contempt of court." Unquote. He explained that people can slam a judge all they want online, but not in court or in a court filing. And, quote, "As a general matter, anyone can criticize a judge. Anyone can say a judge should not be reelected. And if Mr. Jenkins had written that in a letter and published it in the newspaper or put it up on the Internet, it's absolutely First Amendment protected," Kaplan said, adding that only a threat of physical harm would be problematic. Inside a courtroom, however, outbursts aren't tolerated. He said, quote, "In order to have an orderly and fair justice system, people have to behave themselves in court. Disorderly conduct, ranting and raving, insulting the judge, you can be found in contempt of court." He says,
that's not even what this guy did, though. Like, there was no
outburst. But in the case file, it's the same thing.
Okay.
So by putting something into the case file versus saying it in verbally in the courtroom, you're basically doing the same thing legally. That's why a judge can accept a motion verbally and can accept a motion in written form.
All right.
So it's definitely not as embarrassing because you don't have anyone watching when you file it in the case file.
You can put it all together, too. You know, sometimes it can get difficult to string all those expletives together in a cohesive fashion. If you have a few minutes to compose it there at home on the computer, then you could really give them a stinging rebuke.
Well, that's true. And you can't be interrupted if you've written it down. I mean, the judge could stop reading, But in court, if you get a few words out that the judge doesn't like, he's going to have you silenced and pulled out of the room before you can say your whole prepared
If they cut your
shield.
Mic, you just scream bamf at them you know, loud enough that they can hear it over their mic.
Sure.
Doing it in the letter, as you said, Mark, you have time to think about it and get all those expletives in there, which means it's not even really an outburst. It's a well-thought-out
critique.
It's a well-thought-out critique that just uses language offensive to the court.
That's right.
Says, again, the expert says, if you're a litigant, the things you say from your mouth in the courtroom and also the papers you admit, all of those could be subject to contempt. That's what tripped up Jenkins, though it was entirely at the judge's discretion. Quote, all Judge Coates needed to do was take this letter and stick it in the file and not worry himself about it. I personally don't see what's gained by prosecuting a disappointed litigant for contempt of court, and so I would wonder, what is the point?
Probably got home to his wife. Are you really going to let him talk to you like that? Are you really going to let him put that in the letter and submit that in the filing?
She probably
do something about
she
that.
She was probably telling him that the guy was completely right, and you are all those things. And he's like, I can't do anything to you, but I will get that bastard in court. Yeah.
Coates said he had charged Jenkins because he viewed the letter as calculated, a calculated attempt to force Coates off the case had Jenkins tried to appeal his ruling. Quote, that's the problem with these types of letters, when they go over the top in terms of their criticism, in my view, a contentious way, said Coates under oath during his testimony, adding that Jenkins is, quote, making personal comments that would provide a basis for me to recuse myself from any further proceedings in the case if it were to go forward. And in point of fact, that's what he wanted. In the letter at one point, he says he wants the judge to recuse himself. From any future cases.
That's a pretty smart strategy if that's what his goal was.
Judge Pants found that Jenkins' letter was, quote, a clear and present danger to the orderly administration of justice, and declared him guilty of indirect criminal contempt of court. He told Jenkins it's a second-degree misdemeanor. Oh, interesting. So they do call it a misdemeanor in Florida, punishable by up to 6 months in jail.
That's probably why you can appeal it in Florida, too, then.
The judge sentenced Jenkins to 6 months of probation with a requirement to serve the first 30 days behind bars because of the, quote, serious nature of what you did, unquote. So you basically have one judge backing up his buddy and backing up the whole system. Well, we can't have someone filing a letter with mean words and criticism.
That's right. We're the most incompetent lawyers that can't compete in the marketplace, so we had to put on these black moo-moos and tell everybody else what to do. And if anybody ever figures that out, then, well, what are we going
to
do?
A letter. I mean, they really want you to believe that a critical letter is a clear and present danger to the orderly administration of justice. This three-page, poorly written, badly punctuated, non-capitalized letter that is just a jumble of, you know, angry thoughts is somehow on its own, by being put into a case file, a threat to the entire administration of justice.
Well, part of the court movement, right, is to do things in front of other people so that they can see that it can be done. Which
the court rights movement or court...
Right. Yeah, I don't know what to call it.
Whatever they were... What do you call these things? I don't know. Court legal theorists is what I...
There you go.
855, 453. But the thing is, this wasn't in front of other people until the judge put it in front
but
of other people.
But it was in the file.
That's true. But nobody knows to look at those things. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.